Here on Quixson, CentralMoInfo.com, getting ready for some Randolph County softball between the West Strand Hornets and the Moberly Spartans. And Katie Martin's the first-year coach of the West Strand Hornets. And, Coach, I'll ask you just to start things out. How has the season gone for year number one for you?
It's going pretty good. You know, I think the girls have really come together, and earlier in the year we talked about improving a lot, and I think that we've done that. So that's just what we can ask for. So we're coming around.
Guys are already seeing some improvement already with a total of 6 wins. What's allowed these Lady Hornets to take a step forward?
Just working together, and, you know, our offense have been picking up this year, and so I'm really proud of them and just working as a team and having good attitudes.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So what's been the biggest strength? I know you got a lot of players who are already hitting over 300 on the year.
Yeah, I think our biggest strength is our offense right now. We need to work on being more fundamentally sound, but as far as our strengths are, I would say we've learned a lot with bunting, and as far as hitting, we've had people step up whenever they needed to step up, so I'm really proud of them.
And Katie Martin, the West Strand Lady Hornet coach, joining us here on Quixson, also at CentralMoInfo.com. And I know that you guys have a couple of games remaining. You'll have the game tonight against Moberly, and then also a game against North Shelby. What are some of the things you're going to want to clean up in these final two games prior to your first-round district opponent against Milan?
Just working as a team and communicating is a big thing. You know, our girls are so young. We don't have any seniors. So communicating and having that one person step up and be a leader and just playing an all-around clean game.
Now, I know you guys have already played in Moberly one time this year, and that was at the Cairo softball tournament in mid-September. How did that game transpire?
Well, we were ahead for most of the game, 9-2 for a while, and then it was one inning that kind of got us, and they came back and ended up beating us. I think it was 12-9. So that was kind of stung a little bit. So we're ready to get back at them and looking for a good game.
What did you learn from that game that could help you tonight?
Just closing a game. You know, I think that's something that we kind of struggle with sometimes, is just having the confidence to know that we can win. It's just learning how to close the game and not making any errors, just playing softball and having fun. So, you know, hopefully we'll come out to play tomorrow night. So,
Katie Martin, the West Strand Hornet coach, joining us here on Quixson, CentralMoInfo.com. Coach Martin, thanks for the time, and looking forward to it. Best of luck tonight.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
And coming up next, we'll catch up with Moberly Lady Spartan, also a first-year coach, Ryan Taylor. We got Randolph County softball coming up on Quixson, CentralMoInfo.com.
The West Strand R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage West Strand Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend West Strand school activities. Go Big Green!
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
Here on Quixson, CentralMoInfo.com, getting ready for some Randolph County softball between the Moberly Spartans and the West Strand Hornets. Ryan Taylor, first-year coach of the Lady Spartans, is joining us pregame. And, Coach, you're getting close to the end of your first regular season. What have you liked about your Lady Spartans in year number one?
You know, I like their determination. They haven't given up, and this has just been a great group of girls. You know, my first impression of them this past spring and summer was that they work hard and they want to improve themselves. And they've shown me nothing but that. And Coach Hyman and I, you know, we talk almost daily about how fun they are to coach, and they just soak up the information that we give them, and night in and night out, they're always doing their best. They're not slacking, and they always want to do their best, try their hardest to win for the team.
Is it a fair assessment? That's been one of the biggest strides they've made from last year to this year, or is there more to it?
Well, offensively, we look at stats from last year and talk about that as well. And those are things just to kind of keep them motivated. And our team batting average right now, I think we're right above 300, right around 315 as a team. And we talk about how that's a pretty good place to be. Obviously we'd love for it to be better, but anytime you're at 300 or better, that's an awesome place. I can tell just from this summer to this point now in the season how much they've grown individually and how much better they've all got.
Where are you going to be looking for in these next few games prior to districts?
Well, we've got three games left, and we're hoping to play hard and put our best foot forward. And we've had the past couple of games. We had Mexico and Fulton last night. They're both powerhouses of our conference, and they were tough games for us. But we're hoping to put those behind us and move forward and play three tough teams coming up and hopefully put us on the right path into districts and hopefully do a good job in districts and possibly play in that championship game on Thursday night next week.
Ryan Taylor, the Lady Spartan coach, joining us here on QuickCentralMoInfo.com. Let's talk a little bit about the West Rand Hornets, your opponent tonight. You guys have already faced off once, and that was at the Cairo Softball Tournament mid-September. That was a high-scoring game. Are we going to expect something similar tonight?
Well, I certainly hope not. But West Rand is, they're a tough team, and they put the ball in play, and they got some girls that really hit the ball hard, and Coach Martin over there is doing a fantastic job with them. They're only going to get better every year. But, one thing that really stuck out to me is their age. I mean, they're young, but they play with they don't have anything to lose, and that's something special that they have. And my hope is that we can come out. I always talk to our girls about building that cushion, let's get some run support early and build that cushion up. And that way, if we do have an error or two, that way we can, depend on that cushion and be able to still be ahead in the game. But, it's definitely not a game that we're taking lightly. And, with them being our cross-county rival, we want to take it to them and hopefully come out on top.
Ryan Taylor, Lady Spartan coach, joining us here on QuickCentralMoInfo.com. Coach Taylor, always appreciate the time and best of luck tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for covering us.
First pitch, Randolph County rivals, Moberly, West Rand. It's next. First pitch on Quicks.
I think you love that car more than you love me.
How can you say that?
You hand wash it, you hand wax it, you listen to the same music.
Pure coincidence.
Mm-hmm. I just hope your insurance company feels the same way about it as you do.
I'm one happy camper.
Shelter Insurance has great agents who are nuts about cars. We're competitively priced, and our claims people are fast, fair, and friendly. Ask your agent about Shelter's auto insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
You can save when you insure both your home and auto with Shelter. Call agent Brian Skaggs for details.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504, a proud supporter of area teams.
On the West Rand Lady Hornets. Glad you could join us here on QuickCentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lunson here, and the Lady Spartans come into today's game 7-12, looking to come off a tough loss against Fulton this past Monday. Meanwhile, West Rand Lady Hornets. They're coming off a loss against Schuyler County yesterday, as a matter of fact, by the score of 9-1, and that was also their senior day. Only a couple more games to go before these two teams will have districts, which is going to be, believe it or not, coming up starting next weekend in Class 3, District 15. These Lady Spartans are going to be 4 out of 5 seeds in this, or in their district. They'll be taking on Marshall for a play-in game, take on the number 1 seed, and then meanwhile, the Western Lady Hornets are the 4th seed in Class 2, District 7. They'll be taking on 5th seed Milan to play the number 1 seed. We're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll have first pitch between Moberly and Westrand. You're listening to Randolph County Softball today on Quick and CentralMoInfo.com.
As independent agents, the folks at PK Wise Agency in Moberly and Sellers Wise Insurance in Salisbury offer auto, home, business, life, and health insurance. Their experienced agents work on your behalf to find the right coverage at the best possible rate for you. When you have a claim, you have the backing of reliable, experienced agents. That's why area residents rely on PK Wise and Sellers Wise for all their insurance needs. Celebrating well over 100 years in business, your independent insurance agents at PK Wise and Sellers Wise put you first.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Moberly Spartans. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Moberly Spartans. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Dateline 21st Century. Changing gun laws have made gun ownership a more accessible hobby for thousands of firearm enthusiasts. Why, even Grandma is getting in on the fun. Enjoy that 12-gauge, young lady. You see, everybody is starting to see the importance of gun ownership for hunting, sport, and protection.
At AK Guns & Ammo, we offer you the finest guns, ammo, and accessories. AK Guns & Ammo, on 4th Street in Moberly or online at akgunsammo.com.
Time for another Grand Today giveaway keyword. The keyword this hour is courtesy of Due Furniture in Moberly. You're going to love this store. Text the keyword WART to 67760 and you could win $1,000. Again, the keyword is WART. Text it now to 67760. Grand Today giveaway is a texting contest and you must be at least 18 years of age to participate. Standard text and data rates apply. Complete rules on CentralMoInfo.com.
The Westrand Athletic Boosters are very proud of the Westrand Hornets and Lady Hornets who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the Westrand Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a Booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the Westrand Athletic Boosters.
Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville is the place to find fried chicken, golden, brown, juicy, and delicious. Now add mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop in Tuesday through Saturday for lunch or dinner, and don't forget Sunday after church. Make that short drive to Huntsville and enjoy great food at a great price. Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Home-style food and a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Randolph County softball game possible. Thomas Motors, Sean Cochran with Valentine Insurance, KB Tire and Auto, Domino's Pizza, PK Weiss Agency, your local independent insurance agent, AK's Guns and Ammo, DNR Transmission and Auto Repair, Moberly Motors, Findlay Tax and Accounting, Ryan Skaggs, your local shelter insurance agent, all of Moberly. Don's Family Style Buffet, Patricia's Sewing Room, DNL Trenching, the Westrand Athletic Boosters, Westrand R1 School District, all up Huntsville. Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Merchants and Farmers Bank, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. And as we always do during our high school events on our regional radio, we'll nominate an outstanding player of the game, which is brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly. For a all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. It is a pink-out afternoon here at Grants Brown Elementary, which is where the Lady Spartan softball program competes on their home field. So the Lady Spartans are going to take to the field. They are in their pink uniforms with the black numbering and with the blue pants and the high pink socks. And they're wearing this in honor of one of the assistant coaches, Dale Hyman's wife, is what we were told by first-year head coach Ryan Taylor. So let's go through the batting order for the Westrand Lady Hornets, as they're going to be first to lead things off. It is going to be Maddie Burton, who's in left field, followed by Alyssa Downing in center. Brianna Black is the shortstop, batting third. Ireland Chapman is on the mound today and batting cleanup. Kirsten Block is at second, batting fifth. Haleyanti behind the plate is sixth. Piper Krogh is batting seventh. She is at third base. Kenzie Dawson is in right field, batting eighth. And Chase Perry is the first baseman, and she is batting ninth. So, again, that is Burton, Downing, Black, followed by Chapman, Block, Unteed, then winding out the Western lineup, Krogh, Dawson, and Perry. It's going to be Lauren Koenig on the mound for the Lady Spartans. She is making another start for Moberly, as she has proceeded to start in a total of 19 games this year. 5-10 on the year, 4.64 ERA, 66 strikeouts, and 23 walks. We're ready to go on KWIXAM Moberly, KWIXFM Cairo. Randolph County softball is underway, and Maddie Burton takes a check swing, and they said she actually went, and that is strike number one. A very breezy afternoon here in the southeastern part of Moberly, and the ball low and away. It's now a 1-1 count. We're expecting some winds with gusts up to 30 to 40 miles per hour, and swinging and a miss. This goes off the mask of the catcher, Tara Ginter, and Tang is ahead in a 1-2 count to Maddie Burton. 87 degrees, and we're expecting 30 to 40 mile per hour gusts of wind that's blowing from the third baseline to right field. Here's the 1-2 pitch. The windup from Koenig, and that is a little high and outside. The fastball will even the count for Burton. She is a sophomore, batting 325 on the year. Now we're going to get a time as wind starts to pick up, blowing a lot of dust around in the infield. That's going to be a big factor, and this might be happening for quite a decent time. We're expecting a little rain as well later tonight. Here is a 2-2 count, and the pitch is down the middle, and Koenig gets the first strikeout of the afternoon. Taking a look at the defense behind her, it's going to be Macy Hardwick in left field, Michaela Payne in center. Madison Wooten is the designated fielder. She'll be in right. Maddie Finnell is at third. Mary Billington at short. Haley Hardy is at second. Kat Hager is at first. Tara Ginter behind the plate. And Koenig is ready for the number two hitter on the mound. That is Alyssa Downing. She is the leading average hitter for the Hornets, along with the person that's next to the plate, Rainey Black. 368 on the year. She's placing a bunt. Right back to Koenig for the first, and with speed all the way, Alyssa Downing reaches with an infield single. Perfectly placed bunt. That was right back to Koenig, and she just charged in about four steps and tried to get the throw, but Koenig with a lot of speed, or Downing with a lot of speed there, and the Lady Hornets have two outs here and a runner on first. Actually, that should be one out. Scoreboard with the incorrection. So it's actually one out. And now Rainey Black to the plate. Right-handed batter. Running is Downing. Thrown over. Trying to cut that off was Billington. And getting the stolen base was Alyssa Downing. She's already showing a lot of speed in this game. That's one of her attributes to this Lady Hornet lineup. 0-2 to count now coming up for Rainey Black. Wind up, the delivery, and that goes off of the heel, the left heel of Black, and the freshman is on base. Westrand with runners on first and second with one out. Ireland Chapman, Koenig's counterpart in this game today. Will come to the plate. Chapman averaging 321 on the year. She's been pretty good on the mound, according to first-year head coach Katie Martin. And she has started every single game on the mound for the Lady Hornets. Here's the 0-1. The pitch is low and in the dirt. Good block there by Tara Ginter. Runners cannot advance. It is Downing at second, Black at first. One out here in the top of the first. The pitch down the middle for strike number two. And 1-2 count for Chapman. Runners may go here with one out. And that's a little outside. They get about a three-step lead, evens up the count. Good crowd on hand for this Randolph County matchup. For both sides, here is a 2-2. Canning fires. And that's a little up and away, and foul tip. And sorry, they actually said she did not tip that. And so advancing over to third is Alyssa Downing, and that is the second out. Looked like that was a foul tip there, but I guess it was off the glove of Ginter instead. So advancing over to third is Downing, and now Westrand has runners on the corners. Here's the first pitch to the number five hitter, Kirsten Block. One to count, the block, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good change up there by Canning down the middle. And 1-1 to count. Westrand trying to take an early 1-0 lead. They could do so with a base hit. Here's the pitch. It is a chopper to the second baseman. That will be Haley Hardy. And the Lady Spartans get out of the first inning jam. They're coming up at the bottom of the first on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
D&L Trenching of Huntsville has served the area for over 30 years and is just a phone call away if you find yourself in need of their services. Danny and the guys will analyze every project and determine the most efficient method for the job. Plus, they have all the equipment to complete any job, including footings, piers, lagoons, ponds, septic systems, water and sewer lines, driveways, yards, and more. Call D&L Trenching of Huntsville for fast, dependable service at a fair price. Call 660-651-6925. D&L Trenching of Huntsville.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal. Everything's fine. And then, that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto. For glass, 263-7500.
All right, let's take a look at that Lady Spartan lineup for the bottom of the first. It's going to be Michaela Payne leading things off in center field. Sam Callers to DH batting second. Tara Ginter batting third. She's behind the plate. Mary Billington at short bats fourth. Manny Finnell bats fifth. She is the third baseman as Ireland Chapman's ready to go, and the first pitch is outside ball number one. Ken Hager is batting sixth. She is the first baseman. Lauren Koenig is batting seventh. She is on the mound. Haley Hardy is batting eighth. She's at second, and Macy Hardwick bats ninth. She is in left. 1-1 to count now as the pitch to Payne is down the middle. So again, it's Payne, Calvert, Ginter, followed by Billington, Finnell, Hager, and Canning, Hardy, and Hardwick. And a base hit to get things started for the Lady Spartans as Payne rips one into right center field, and the Lady Spartans get their first base runner on for the game. And Sam Calvert now comes to the plate. She's batting .333 on the year for the Lady Spartans with six RBIs, seven runs on the year. And she is ready, showing bunt, trying to get it down and running over to second, Michaela Payne, sliding in a bang-bang play and not in time. A good throw there behind the plate by Haley Unteat. And Kirsten Block got the tag down, but Payne, with just enough speed, beats that out. Now a pop-up by Calvert, and then just on the first baseline, charging in is the catcher, Haley Unteat, and she records the first out. Tara Ginter now to the plate. She has had a phenomenal junior year, batting .516 for the Lady Spartans, eight RBIs, leads the team in doubles with a dozen, and she has 14 runs on the year. First pitch, it is a grounder to the shortstop, Rainey Black, over to first, and they get her out, and that is actually, they get the lead runner, I beg your pardon. They tried to go double play, but instead they get the lead runner, which is Payne, and Ginter will reach on the fielder's choice. Mary Billington now to the plate. 3.11 average on the year, and off and running is Ginter. This is a high throw. That's going to get into center field. And advancing over to third, we're going to have a play at third, and sliding in is Tara Ginter. A little bit of an overthrown ball there by Haley Unti. Gets into center field, and then Alyssa Downing, good alertness, charging in and trying to get an online throw to the third baseman, Piper Krogh, and just not in time. So Ginter is actually going to get two bases right there on the fielder's choice. And now it completely changes things up of how Billington approaches this at bat. She's now in an 0-2 as she fans at a Chapman fastball down the middle. And the Lady Hornets get out of the first inning jam. Outside is Unteat as she set it up, and they'll stay outside. 1-2 to count. Billington, 10 RBIs on the year, 3.11 average. Unteat sets up outside, and Billington smokes it in the right field, and the Lady Spartans get on the board. 10 or 11 RBIs now for Mary Billington, 1-0 Moberly. I'll bring up Maddie Finnell to the plate. It's good work there by Billington. Not looking for the deep shot, just wanted to put it in play, and she does just that. Now she's off running to second. She's going to slide in safely, and that's going to stay in the infield. A little bit of an offline throw from Unteat, and Billington now in scoring position. Finnell, .340 average, and she'll flare one in the right field. That gets over the head of Kenzie Dawson, and Billington will come all the way around home, and it's now 2-0 Spartans, thanks to an RBI double by Maddie Finnell. So a good start for this Lady Spartan offense, and that's been one of the bright spots of this Moberly team. And now a pop-up, just foul, and charging in was Chase Perry, the first baseman, and it's just a little bit out of her reach as Hager just got under that a little bit and just made a little contact with that with the barrel. 0-1, high and outside from Chapman, even to the count. East Barnes already lead 2-0. Two outs here in the first, and Hager fights one off the backstop, and now it's 1-2. Westran defense features Mandy Burton in left, Alyssa Downing in center, Kenzie Dawson in right, Piper Krogh's at third, Brianna Black is at short, Kirsten Block is at second, Chase Perry at first, Haley Unteat behind the plate, and she catches Ireland Chapman, strike three, pitch down the middle to Kat Hager for the final out of inning number one. Westran coming to the back, trailing 2-0 on quicksandcentralmoinfo.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related. Mom, Dad,
we just dropped by to pick up your
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just moved back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave?
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter agent Ryan Skaggs about a free insurance review.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
We're back here on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com as the Westrand Lady Hornets come to the plate for their second time in this game. 2-0. They trail to the Lady Spartans as we have Randolph County softball action taking place. A quick plan today, and it's a leadoff base hit for the number 6 hitter in the lineup. That is Haley Unte. And a leadoff single for the Lady Hornets. Unseed only averaging about 176 on the season, and that'll do a lot to get her confidence up in regards to getting on the plate. And now it looks like we got a courtesy runner in. That's Nadia Pruitt, the junior, who comes in for Unseed to run. He is standing on the first, looking to get a jump start. As Piper Krogh steps to the right-handed batter spot, she gets a three-step lead, and Krogh will foul that one off. Krogh, a freshman for the Hornets. Aiden Krogh is on the football team for the Westrand Hornets. Very important part of the line on both sides of the ball, as a matter of fact, then. Piper fouls that one off, and that goes off of the backstop, and now it is 0-2 count. Set up outside, Ginter, and this will be in the center field. Over the head of Michaela Payne. The center fielder will have, now Westrand getting into a little bit of a log jam, running the bases, and Pruitt, the junior, gets in the third, but not far behind was Krogh, and she's going to get a double out of that. Westrand, a little fortunate there that they didn't get caught on the bases. And now I'll bring up Kenzie Dawson. Westrand trails 2-0. The pitch from Koenig is outside and high for ball one. He is averaging as this is a grounder, and this will be a play to play. Ginter, the tag, got her! What a throw there from Haley Hardy. And Ginter standing the entire time, kind of blocked the plate a little bit, but she was just enough behind and gave Dawson some room and got the tag on the stomach. Dawson just before her right foot touched home plate, and they get the lead out at home. That puts Dawson on, and now a fly ball foul over to Westrand dugout, which is on the first base side, and it's a 0-1 count. Good throw there by Haley Hardy to have awareness of the situation and prevent a run from scoring. It's not easy to do on the high school level now. A changeup for our Chase Perry is a little low as she chased, no pun intended, and it's an 0-2 count. Westrand in charcoal gray uniforms today with black pants and high pink socks. They are honoring a lady named Tara on the back. It says hashtag Team Terrace. Swing and a miss by Perry. It's in the dirt. Ginter, and now they get a double play out of it because they were it was a double play because Dawson got caught off the bag and was tagged out. So the unconventional 2-3-3 double play. And that's how the inning ends. Moberly coming up to bat next. Bomb second on Quicks.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
We have a new physician at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Please welcome Dr. Tom Alito to our team. Dr. Alito is well known in Mid-Missouri and specializes in joint replacement of the hip and knee. For an appointment with Dr. Alito or any one of our physicians, call us at 573-443-2402. You can also make an appointment online at our website, columbiaorthogroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are the difference.
Nothing. Moberly with the lead over their Randolph County rival Westrand as you're listening to high school softball on Quicks. Beautiful afternoon, but on the breezy side here in Moberly, and a swing and a miss for Koenig, and she is in a 1-1 count. She was one of two Lady Spartan homers on the year. A little bit of a low batting average, however. Sure, she wants to continue to work on throughout the year. 213 on the year. She's now in a 1-2 count and a 2-0 coming up. Or Moberly leads 2-0, I beg your pardon, and that changeup from Ireland Chapman is a little outside, and now it's 2-2. Here's the pitch. Line drive, foul down the third base line. Head coach Ryan Taylor has to get out of the way there. Now we got a 2-2 coming up. Here's the pitch from Chapman. Line, and swing and a miss. That's a strikeout for Koenig. And it's the second one of the game for Chapman as she goes back-to-back. Haley Hardy to the mound, or to the plate, I should say. 333 average on the year with four RBIs. Here's her first. A little low, good block there by the catcher, Haley Unte for Westrand, and it's a 1-0. Pitch, swing and a miss. Chapman has a pretty good command here so far in this game, albeit giving up the two runs. She does have that hit by pitch. And now here's a foul ball as is Hardy getting under that just a hair. Situated right behind home plate, so that's why you probably heard that rattle there. Here is the 1-2, and this is going to be a little flare in the right field, a base hit for Haley Hardy is gets just beyond the glove of the second baseman, Kirsten Block. So she's on with a one-out single. And Macy Hardwick will come to the plate. Hardwick, the junior, playing in left field today with a .211 average with two RBI, six runs. She also has four doubles on the year. Here's the first pitch. Dunteep sets up outside to the right-handed batter, and she will pop one in the shallow left for a base hit. As Hardy advances over to second, and it's a one-out single for Hardwick and back-to-back for the Spartans. Payne now to the plate. She got things started with a leadoff single and stole a base in the first. Michaela takes first pitch down the middle for strike one. Right-handed batter takes a couple swings, now ready for the Chapman pitch. Here it comes. And in center field, Payne will get a base hit, and it's juice for Sam Calvert. Sam Calvert popped up to Haley Unseat in the first. And really extended here for the Lady Spartans to lead 2-0. Her first pitch is a little inside. And 1-0. Base is loaded. One out for Moberly. Pitch to Calvert. Grounder. And they're going to get the force at home. They'll try and turn two. Good alert play there by the shortstop, Rainey Black, on the fielder's choice. Remains 2-0. Like the awareness on both sides. On the defensive side, Sarah Ginter has to take her catching equipment off so she can hit. Base is still loaded for the Lady Spartans. Ginter, ready for the first pitch. And that is just inside for ball number one. And Ginter's left shoelace is untied. And so she calls time to get that squared away. Here is a 1-0 to the junior Ginter. Grounder to the second baseman. Block underhander and out. West Strand gets out of the bases loaded jam. That's huge as they come up in the top of the third. Still trailing 2-0 to Moberly on Quick.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Does your tax preparer work for you, or do they call you repeatedly begging you to make an appointment? At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we are here for your convenience. Whenever you have your tax information ready, just call us to schedule your appointment. As a full-service accounting office, we don't close at April 15th. We're open year-round to serve your tax needs. If you're looking for a preparer who puts you first, call Fimler Tax and Accounting at 263-4346 or stop by our office at 210 North Alton, Moberly. At Fimler Tax and Accounting, we're open year-round to serve you.
Getting ready for the top of the third inning, and Sarah Ginter had to quickly get her catching gear on after recording the final out of the second inning. Now into the top of the third as clouds starting to come a little overhead. Finishing her warm-up tosses is Lauren Koenig, who has already batted through or gone through the West Strand lineup one time. So it's back to the top. Maddie Burton followed by Alyssa Downing and Rainey Black for the top of the third inning. 2-0, Moberly with the lead. Here's the first pitch to sophomore Burton. That is a little inside for ball number one. Burton struck out looking to open this game up. Here's the pitch to sophomore, and that is now in the knees of Ginter. It was fouled away, even count. Actually, I make that 0-2. Canning, pitch. Set about the side, swing and a miss. Burton chased and fell to the dirt, and she might have injured herself on that swing there. Everyone was trying to swing for the fences there. Good to see she
walking off and runs to the plate. Maya just tweaks something a little bit as a nasty breaking ball there by Kenny. Tied up Burton. So that brings up Alyssa Downing. Downing already has a total of 5 strikeouts in this game. Downing singled. Shows bunt. Pulls away for ball number 1, as that was a little low and outside. Downing, left-handed batter. Also stole a base for the Lady Hornets in the first. Shows another bunt. On speed of her, probably not a bad idea. That one's down the middle for strike number 1. Not really defense playing a little bit in. Egger is probably about 5 steps in on the first base bag, and now she goes for a swinging bunt. Misses. Now 1-2. Meanwhile, over at third, Maddie Finnell playing about 5 feet in. About 5 feet off the line as well. 1-2, the pitch. High and away. Evens up the count. So in this situation, you got to be alert if you are Haley Hardy and be ready to head over to first. The bunt's coming towards Ayers way. It's a bunt, and it's going to be Billington having to duck and make it the play. Can't Hager, as Finnell had to duck and not be in the line of Billington, and not an easy play, but the Spartans execute to get the second out. Brianna Black now. Blake, she singled in her last at back. The freshman will ground one. Billington does the splits and keeps it in the infield. That was going to be a difficult play by Billington to go 180, get up and throw it over to first. But credit her for keeping that in the infield. That maybe could have been 2 with Black was going fast enough. So she's now 2-for-2. Ireland Chapman now to the plate with 1 out. And she'll take a pitch down the middle for strike 1. Winds died down just a little bit here at Moberly. Again, could be a factor, especially if balls are hit into right field. Now this one's going to get away from Ginter in an easy way for Black to get over to second. 1-1 to count. And this wind is blowing third base to right field. Field is based to the northwest from home to center. From home to the left foul pole is from east to west, and then south to north is from home plate to the right field foul pole. 2-2 the count now. It's Ireland Chapman. Gets the sign from her head coach, Katie Martin. Here's the pitch. And she'll drive one deep to right center field, and this is going to stay in the yard. He'll get one at least as Chapman comes up with an RBI double for the West Strand Hornets, and it splits the 2-run deficit in half. That was a hard hit ball by Chapman in the right center field, and you almost thought the wind was going to allow that to carry out. But that is, it stayed in the yard probably about, I'd say about 3 yards further. That probably would have been out of the park, and we've had a tied game. Now we get a courtesy runner in for West Strand for Chapman. It'll be Kirsten Block who will bat. A quick timeout from our home plate umpire. Now we're ready to go here. 2 outs. West Strand with a runner on. 2 outs. Top of the third. Trying to tie it up. Here's Block. Her first pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Low and in. 2 Block for strike 1. She struck out looking her first at bat. Low 1. High and outside. Fastball. One offering. Down the middle for strike 2. Chapman or will the Kersey runner go? Cincy, who went in, I would assume it would be Pruitt again. As it was last time, and swing and a miss. So, two strikeouts for Koenig in the top of the third, but Westrand cuts the margin down to 2-1 as we go to the bottom half of the third on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
Now is the time to have CNR Automotive and Transmission change the oil in your car, truck, or van. This oil change comes with a 27-point inspection to ensure you that your vehicle is ready to hit the road. Complete automotive service and repair from bumper to bumper. Tune-ups, brakes, tires, large or small, CNR Automotive and Transmission is ready to keep your ride on the road for you. In Moberly, call 269-8482 or 665-5424 in Kirksville. CNR Automotive and Transmission, Moberly in Kirksville. They fix everything.
Howdy, cow folks. Dusty again for Valentine Insurance Agency. When you're out on the range and notice danger coming around the bend, you'll have one less thing to worry about if you've seen the insurance pros at Valentine Insurance Agency. They'll make sure you've got the right plan to face all the risks you can run into by protecting your home, vehicles, life, and health, and more. Give them a call today, partner. Since 1964, they've got something for everyone. Valentine Insurance Agency. Call 263-1111.
Back here on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Lady Spartans to the plate. It's Mary Billington that will lead things off in the bottom of the third. And the home team leads 2-1. This is the second time these two teams have actually met this year. Moberly won the first battle at the Cairo softball tournament back in mid-September, 12-9, and they were actually trailing in that game. There were a lot of errors in that game, according to Coach Taylor for the Spartans. And from Coach Martin's side, they've had a hard time closing out the game on the backside, and that's something that the school is still working on, as that pitch is well outside by Chapman. 3-1 the count. Will likely have the green light to go ahead and take a whack at it. Here's the pitch, and she decides not to because ball four was well out and away and high. So Billington reaches on for her second time this afternoon. She singled her first at bat, and now we'll see Maddie Finnell, who batted in one of two Lady Spartan runs. She did with a double in the first. First pitch, Billington off and running. Here's the throw from Unseat, and good work cutting that off was Black, as that was a little high, and Billington is in scoring position with her first stolen base of the game. They held back in the batter's box on a 1-0. Chapman winds and delivered. And outside, that's going to get away, and over to third is Billington. Chapman having a little bit of a hard time with the command here, and now Martin, the head coach, wants to come and talk to the infield about how they want to address this. 2-0 count with Billington at third with nobody out. Lady Spartans have been aggressive on the bases so far in this game. Didn't need to necessarily. Both Payne getting a stolen base. Situational hitting where Westring gets the lead out, so it allowed Lady Spartans to advance. That's how they got their two runs. So on some situational hitting where Ginter got a stolen base, then proceeded to third on a fielder's choice, and then Billington drove Ginter home, and then Finnell follows suit and mom the first. Here's a 2-0 count outside to Finnell. Now 3-0. Again, Billington over at third. No outs here in the third. That one's down the middle. Chapman gets strike one. She get her second RBI on the afternoon. Finnell winds. And that goes off the throw of the bat end. Now a full count. Chapman looking to get a big out here. She's ready, so is Fennell. Full count, the pitch. To the shortstop. They're going to allow Billington to score, and that's going to be a roller in the dirt. And Fennell's retired, so it'll be a ground-out RBI for Fennell. Her second in the game, and the Lady Spartans lead 3-1. Billington also scores her second run of the game. Kat Hager comes to the plate. She in the first, struck and out looking. Hager down the line, foul on the first base side, cut off there by Perry, and we'll bring up the 0-1. Coach Taylor telling Hager got the hands out a little too far. And now she corrects that, and a little squirrely slice to shallow center field, and Hager's going to get on with a kind of an awkward hit. Just put a little bit of fade to that in golf terms. A little slight fade down the middle. She is on for the first time, Katie. Puts one in left field for a base hit. It's going to be fielded by the left fielder Burton and quickly gets it into the infield. Hager only advances over to second. Kenny gets a one-out single. Now we get a courtesy runner for the Lady Spartan. Be Haley Hardy to the plate. First pitch to Hardy. Fouls that one off the backstop. Picks up, time called. Get some blowing dust around in the infield. About maybe one more wave of this happen. Now it's mellowed down. Here comes a 0-1 pitch to Hardy. Going inside, good block there by Unteed. Runners can't advance. Evens up the count at one apiece. On the 1-1, pop-up foul territory. Unteed diving to try and get that, and out of her reach. Perry was also close, and still alive for Hardy, albeit now in a 2-2 count. Make it a 1-2 count, I should say. Here's the pitch from Chapman. Going inside. Unteed has thick step to her left to block that. Here's a 2-2. The pitch. Foul on the first base side. Rolls towards the West Strand dugout. Hardy doing a good job staying in this. Senior looking to add to the Moberly lead. 2-2, one out here in the bottom of the third, and she'll foul one now on the third base side towards the Moberly dugout. She's making contact on strikes, which is certainly a good thing to see. For a favorable pitch. Here's a 2-2. Unteed sets up outside as a right-handed batter in the dirt. They try to go for the breaking ball there, and it's now a full count. Can't necessarily just take off if you're the Lady Spartans with one out. At least be aware. He has slight leadoff, and down the middle, Chapman. A good battle between her and Hardy. Chapman wins that battle and strikes Hardy out. Big second out there for the Lady Hornets as well, as they're trying to minimize the damage. Missy Hardwick now. Two outs here. Runners on first and second for the Lady Spartans. They lead 3-1. And this is going to be a high fly ball into right center field and caught by Alyssa Downing for the final out at the bottom of the third. So West Strand, or Overly Strand's 2 in the bottom of the third. Top of the fourth coming up next on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri. With offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond, call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
The Westran R1 School District Administration, faculty, and staff encourage Westran Hornet fans to get out and support school activities. The students put in long hours of practice in order to represent the Hornets both in the classroom and on the field. Others are marching to a different beat by participating in the band, providing entertainment at halftime during games. Others are involved in organizations within the school. Show your pride and put on your green and white and attend Westran school activities. Go Big Green!
Be Haley Unteet, Piper Krogan, and Kenzie Dawson to lead things off here in the top of the fourth inning for the Westran Hornets. They trail Moberly 3-1. It's Randolph County regular season matchup. 0-1's the count now as Unteet reached on a fielder's choice and then tagged out at home for Westran getting an extra run in the second. She's in a 1-1 count. Chopper, slow roller to Koenig, and throws it over to Hager and gets Unteet just in time. Not an easy play as the roll took a couple seconds to get over to Koenig, and now we get a quick timeout here for the win. Down, and here's the first pitch to number 2 hitter in the inning. That's Piper Crowe. She had a double in her first at bat. Takes strike number 1. This is the penultimate regular season game for Westran. They had senior day yesterday against Schuyler County, and they fell in that one 9-1. They'll take on North Shelby in their regular season finale on Thursday before districts start next week, and they'll take on Milan in that first round. That district's actually going to be up at Putnam County. One, two, the count. Rogue, and this is a grounder to Hardy, the second baseman, and a little bit of a high throw, but Hager gets down just in time to get the force at first. Meanwhile, Moberly has 3 more games, if you include this one. They'll have senior day tomorrow against Marshall, and they'll hit the road to take on Calvary Lutheran before they start their district against Marshall. They'll be seeing Marshall 2 times in the span of a week or so. First pitch outside, or fouled away, I should say, to Dawson. Kenzie Dawson, the right fielder, had a single in the second. And then she was caught, she was kind of caught in a rundown. In the second inning, pitch on the right side of the plate, 0-2 the count. Pitch to Dawson. intercepts up outside, trying to frame it, and still outside. 1-2. Calder by the home plate umpire. Basically have his vantage point, but we're just a little lower. 1-2 the count here to Dawson. Ginter once again sets up outside, and this will be cut off by Billington, and to try to toss it to Kendall and say, hey, make a throw. But it wouldn't have mattered anyway. So that's going to be a base hit on or for Dawson with two outs. He'll bring up Chase Perry. Like the idea there by Billington. Don't see it often. Tossing it to your third baseman and saying, hey, make the throw for me because I can't. I'm on the ground. Now, Dawson getting a little too close off the bag. And here was holding the tag down the entire time. She's back in safe. Perry on the 0-1, swinging a miss, and now they'll try and throw over. Now that it goes into the right field, and now Dawson's going to try and rush over to second, slides in, and she's out. Not the way the Hornets want to end, and Dawson gets caught off the banks for the second straight at bat. Tough for her, and the Lady Spartans still lead 3-1 as we go to the bottom four from Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.
When you want the perfect fit, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville. Patricia has over 30 years of experience in tailoring and offers alterations on jeans, suits, skirts, slacks, and any other article of clothing. Plus, she provides custom alterations for wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, and other formal wear. If it's not tailor-made for you, then you didn't take it to Patricia's Sewing Room. For quality alterations, call Patricia's Sewing Room in Huntsville at 660-277-3504, a proud supporter of area teams.
How can a little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, ruin your day? When that little tiny pebble, not much bigger than a dime, has a close encounter with your windshield at 70 miles an hour. Oh, that's how.
Relax. Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield, take care of the insurance paperwork, and have you back on the road in no time. KB Tire and Auto. For your automotive glass needs. 263-7500.
Thank you.
Michaela Payne leads things off for the Lady Spartans in the bottom of the fourth inning. They lead 3-1, taking on the West Strand Lady Hornets. Scott wants to hear Trevor Max being the dials back at the Moberly Motors Sports Desk this afternoon and into the early evening tonight. Payne is in an 0-1 count, and now a grounder down the first baseline rolls foul for strike number two. Payne is 2-for-2 in this game with a pair of singles and also has a stolen base. Here's the 0-2. High and outside, unteed with a nice pluck. Going on, though, so it doesn't really matter. 1-2 the count. Pitch. Payne grounds it to second baseman block, underhands it to her first baseman, Perry, and that's how the fourth inning for Moberly gets started. Sam Calvert now to the plate. Reached on her fielder's choice in her last step back. Is the designated hitter for the Lady Spartans. First pitch, low and in the dirt, blocked there by Unseat. 1-0. Next pitch, down the middle for strike one. One. The pitch. Grounder in the left center for a base hit. And Calvert reaches the base on for the second time. And brings up Tara Ginter. And she's hoping for a better at bat as her last one. She had the bases loaded and Chapman, to her credit, got out of the jam by forcing Ginter to ground out to second. It could have really opened this game up. Instead, it's only a two-run game. Ginter is going to look to redeem herself, and right on cue she does in the center field. Aggressive base running, sliding in is Calvert, and she is over at third off the single from Ginter. That was probably good enough for one base for Calvert, and then wanted to test Downing in there, see if she can make an online throw, and it was pretty close, but Ginter just had, Calvert had enough speed. Now Billington running over to second and getting the stolen base. Not even contested throw is Ginter. She gets her second stolen base of the game. Runners on second and third. Billington takes a pitch outside. Now it's 2-0. There is one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Ladies Barnes looking to stretch the lead. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. 3-0 the count. Maddie Finnell on deck if Billington gets on. And she does. It loads the bases. 3-0. And that just catches the outside part of the plate for strike one. A changeup. Rewind to Billington. Pop up. Foul territory right under the plate, and Unseat gets a big second out. And Billington pops the bat off the dirt, knowing she missed the pitch. She was not happy with that swing. That's a big second out for Westrand as Finnell comes to the plate. She already has two RBIs. She adds to that. First pitch is on the outside part for ball one. Grounder into right field for a base hit, and that's going to score two for the Spartans. It's a four RBI performance for Maddie Finnell, and the Lady Spartans lead 5-1. It was kind of a slow roller, and Kirsten Black and Rainey Black couldn't really come up with it. That was going to be a tough play your way as Black gets the third out in the fourth. And that gets into right field and scores two more runs for the Lady Spartans in the bottom of the fourth. They lead 5-1 on Quicks CentralMoInfo.com.
How much for the... Hey, I just... Ow! Really?
Stop getting beat up trying to buy a truck. Come into Thomas Motors today and create your own road with a truck from Thomas Motors. From used, low-mileage diesels to must-see used Silverados, your truck is at Thomas Motors. View new and used truck inventory online at thomasmtrs.com. Thomas Motors in Moberly, your full-line GM dealer.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
To the top of the fifth. On KWIX AM Moberly and KWIX FM Hero, as you're listening to Randolph County Softball on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com. Scott Lunsey here. Matt and Trevor spinning the dials back in the Moberly Motor Sports Desk for us tonight. And it is the Lady Spartans leading the Lady Hornets 5-1 in this regular season matchup. Leading things off here for Westrand is Chase Perry, the number 9 hitter. in the Lady Hornet lineup. She's already behind in an 0-2 count off a pair of breaking balls she fanned on. Will they go back to that pitch? 0-2 sets up outside, and Harry will ground it to the third baseman, Finnell, and I'll be the first out of the fifth. Matty Burton now comes to the plate. First pitch to her, and this is a high pop-up in the center field. Right under that, Michaela Payne has been relatively quiet in center field this afternoon, and she will get the put out. Kenny trying to make quick work at the Lady Hornets here in this fifth inning. Alyssa Downing now, 1-for-2 in this game. Bat gets out of her hands and fouls that one off to the right side, and the 0-1 count. Infield playing in for Downing again, and she got on with fun. Here's a pop-up, and Ginter right over her head, and not come up with it. She knew it was right over her head. She just couldn't track it. It was literally just behind her. New line for Downing. Here is the 0-2. That is low and away. This is the left-handed Downing. 1-2 the count. Sets up inside on the 1-2 to pitch, and this is a grounder to Hardy, second baseman, roller, and just in time to get the third out. Good block there by Hager to get it in the leather mitt. And that's the top of the fifth for the Lady Hornets. Bottom fifth coming up for Moberly next on Quick.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Time for another Grand Today giveaway keyword. The keyword this hour is courtesy of Moberly Motors, driven by tradition and celebrating 75 years of service in our area. Text the keyword PLACE to 67760 and you could win $1,000. Again, the keyword is PLACE. Text it now to 67760. Grand Today giveaway is a texting contest, and you must be at least 18 years of age to participate. Standard text and data rates apply. Complete rules on centralmoinfo.com.
Lady Spartans lead the Lady Hornets 5-1 here at Moberly High School, and they're up to bat in the bottom of the fifth, and here is the infield pop-up. Lauren Koenig for an infield single. I'll bring up Haley Hardy. Kersey runner coming in for Moberly. And Hardy comes to the plate. She is 1-for-2 in this game. This is a chopper down the third baseline, just follows it. Rolls off to the left. And 0-1's the count. Runner is Kennedy Harlan, and that's going to be fouled away. 0-2 to the left side, and now it's an 0-2. Pitch pitch. Harlan off to the races, slides in. She is in safe. Harlan normally plays catcher and infield on the junior varsity team for the Lady Spartans. Gets about a five-step lead off third, and she'll now come back. 2-2 the count here to Hardy. Muncy sits about side. And a pop-up in the left field. This might fall in for a base hit. And now advancing over to third is Harlan, and it runners on the corners for Moberly with no outs. Looks like there was a little miscommunication there on the Westrand defense on who was going to field that ball. Ideally, that probably would have been Maddie Burton in left field. She had the better angle to it, but Piper Krogh was taking a look at it as well. That's just one of the things that Coach Katie Martin is tuned to preach to this very young Westrand team. No seniors on this Lady Hornet team. A lot of decent amount of youth, and you got a lot of juniors in. Starting this and playing in these games. And the 1-0 count here to Macy Hardwick. 1-0. The pitch fouled away. Off the backstop. 1-1. And Hardwick is ready for the 1-1 offering to Chapman. Runner goes. That's going to be fouled away. Over the backstop and behind us. 1-2. Harlan still over at third. Meanwhile, Hardy is at first. One-two pitch. Runner going. And they're going to let Hardy take the bag. Probably a wise idea as well, because if you throw the second, could set up the double steal. Now, another will pop up foul. Now, time to get some first softballs. Now, Coach Taylor talking with number 9 hitter Hardwick. We were mentioning about the youth of Westrand. One of the big things, they've seen a lot of good stuff on the offensive side. Hasn't really shown today, necessarily. They've been getting people on. But consistency is the next big thing, and Harwick is going to strike out here. That'll be the first out for the bottom of the fifth for the Lady Hornet. It's looking to get better fundamentally in sound and also stay consistent. They're still getting better. They have made a lot of strides under first-year coach K. Mark. Chris Sander used to be the Hornet softball coach, but he now has the duty of being now the head boys and girls basketball coach. Pretty large shuffle in the administration side on the Westrand School District this past off year, which saw as Payne gets a base hit in the right field. That's going to score two more runs for the Lady Spartans. It's going to be a two-run RBI double for Payne, which is going to score Harlan and Hardy. And it's now a 7-1 lead for the Lady Spartans. Sam Calvert is now coming to play, and she'll foul that one away. But talk about the administration shift for Westrand. Head football coach last year, Lance Massey, took over as the middle school principal and effectively stepped down. Aaron O'Loughlin, who was Massey's defense coordinator, took over as head coach, but he was also the boys' basketball coach at the time, so he's step down as the basketball coach to solely focus on football. So then that left an opening for the boys' side. Chris Singer was already an assistant coach on both basketball teams. So he took the head coach job for the boys as well. So now he coaches both the basketball teams, and that led to the softball opening in which Katie Martin took over. And that's what led to the entire shuffling in the West Strand administration, and eventually just trickled down. And a liner, Calvert, off the glove of Krogh, and she's going to get on with a infield single. So Ginter now comes to the plate. Talk about Ryan Taylor in just a moment. Here's the 0-1 to Ginter, and this is going to be on outside part of play for strike number one. Taylor, also a first-year head coach for the Lady Spartans, took over for Patrick McGuire, coached the Lady Spartans softball team for about 3 years prior to taking. He took it over from Tony Vestal, who is the Lady Spartan basketball coach right now. Coach Taylor also an assistant with the boys basketball program. Line drive, and Calvert almost caught off the bag as Perry records the second out off of Ginter. Calvert almost ran into a double play there, just got out of the way. So Ginter's now 2-for-4. Billington popped out for the last at bat. Ball one outside. So Taylor had the is an assistant with the boys basketball coach under head coach Court Hagedorn. And now it's a 1-1 count to Billington. Here's 1-1 from Billington. Change up. A little high and outside. Billington looking to extend the Spartan lead, and this is going to be over to the second baseman, Kirsten Block, over to first, and that is the final out. 7-1, West Strand with the lead, as we go to the top six on Quick and CentralMoInfo.com.
The West Strand Athletic Boosters are very proud of the West Strand Hornets and Lady Hornets, who work hard and make sacrifices to represent their school, both in the classroom and in each game. Parents and fans of the West Strand Hornets, be sure and pick up shirts or sweatshirts at the home games and show off your Hornet pride. You can also still sign up to be a booster member for the school year. Visiting teams are invited to come out early for the game and enjoy a freshly grilled cheeseburger or hot dog, along with a variety of other concession foods provided by the West Strand Athletic Boosters.
Don's Family Style Buffet in Huntsville is the place to find fried chicken, golden brown, juicy, and delicious. Now add mashed potatoes and gravy, corn, green beans. Is your mouth watering yet? Stop in Tuesday through Saturday for lunch or dinner, and don't forget Sunday after church. Make that short drive to Huntsville and enjoy great food at a great price. Don's Family Style Buffet on Route JJ in Huntsville. Homestyle food and a friendly, small-town atmosphere.
Top of the sixth, it will be Brianna Black, followed by Ireland Chapman and Kirsten Block for the West Strand Lady Hornets, who trail 7-1 to the Lady Spartans of Moberly. 1-0 the count to Black. Now 2-0. Inning still in there for the Lady Spartans. Looking to gather win number 6 on the year, and she appears to be well on the way to that mark, barring a West Strand comeback. She's in a 3-0 count now, as all three pitches have been outside. Ginter sets up the middle for 3-0, and that is right down Quicks Avenue for strike number one. count now coming up for the freshman. And she fans that pitch out and away. Full count now. Containing battle back. Full count. Here's the pitch. And a good rip there by Black off the backstop to stay alive. She is 2-for-2 in this game. One of the brighter spots on the offensive side. And that is going to be strike number 3 as Black takes it right down the middle. She is retired for the first time in this game. And the 8th strikeout as well for Koenig. Ireland Chapman steps in right in a batter's box. First pitch is down the middle for strike 1, and she knew it right away. She has the lone RBI of the game for the West Strand Lady Hornets. It drove in Black in the third. Here's the 0-1, and that will be a flare in the right field, and Chapman is on base for a second time, and that's going to roll into the infield. Pass first base, but Ginter alertly scoops it up, and Chapman can't run any further. Now looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner for Westrand, and it's going to be Carly Cash, the junior, who will get the honors of running for Chapman. Kirsten Block, pair of strikeouts. Now to the plate for Westrand. Here's the first pitch from Koenig, and that is low and inside. Picked by Ginter. Ball number 1. No, slight lead off the bat, or they say that was actually got away from Ginter. It looked like it might have been a foul tip there really quick. So it's 2-0 the count, and advancing over to second is Cash. It's our 5-step lead off second, and the pitch outside makes it a 2-1. Offering from Koenig. Chopper down to third baseline. This is fair. Charging in. And it is Finnell. That was going to be a tough one. And get the out. Only the delayed reaction there. But Finnell charged it the whole way when she realized it was going to be a base hit. She didn't do anything. Now Haley Unseat reached her first time with a single as she fouls away that off her first pitch off the backstop and then grounded out to second or second at bat in the top 4. Here's the 0-1. Down the middle for strike 2. Sun now starting to get into the eyes of Unseat as she gets the signal from her head coach, Kate Martin, what she wants to do here on the 0-2. That swing fights one off foul over the West Strand dugout. We'll get another 0-2 coming up. Runner on third is Cash. Two outs here in the top of the sixth. Pitch is a little outside as Ginter tried to sell it, but not the case. Now we're going to get time calls. Cash needs to tie up the left lace over at third. Now we're ready to resume. Westrand making the game. Here's the pitch. In the right field, allowed a foul ball. Caroms off the chain link fence, and it'll be Hardy will throw it back in the second baseman for the Lady Spartans, and we're going to get our 1-2. Battle of Untie. Two outs. Here's the pitch. There's one, and look out, everyone. Bounces off the light pole into the dugout, and almost a couple of the West Strand faithful. Another 1-2. The pitch. This one's driven into right center field, but Payne is there for the Lady Spartans to get the final out and the top of the sixth. Moberly coming out the bat with a comfortable 7-1 lead on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com.
D&L Trenching of Huntsville has served the area for over 30 years and is just a phone call away if you find yourself in need of their services. Danny and the guys will analyze every project and determine the most efficient method for the job. Plus, they have all the equipment to complete any job, including footings, piers, lagoons, ponds, septic systems, water and sewer lines, driveways, yards, and more. Call D&L Trenching of Huntsville for fast, dependable service at a fair price. Call 660-651-6925. D&L Trenching of Huntsville.
It happens.
You're driving down the road, and up ahead, there's a big truck. No big deal, everything's fine. And then, that big truck kicks up a piece of debris that lands right on your windshield.
What do you do?
Call KB Tire and Auto at 263-7500. That's 263-7500. KB Tire and Auto will repair or replace your windshield fast and even take care of the insurance paperwork. KB Tire and Auto, for glass, 263-7500.
Matty Finnell leads off the bottom half of the sixth for the Lady Spartans. Then it'll be Ken Hager and Lauren Koenig. Overly leads West Strand 7-1. Sun's starting to set over Randolph County as these two teams are battling it out for the second time, and in all likelihood the final time this regular, or it actually will be a final time this regular season, as two are in different classes. So it's not possible they can face off a state or a district. And to lead off single in the right center field for Matty Finnell. And I'll bring up Hager, who is 0-for-2 in this game. She's ready for the Chapman pitch, and a 5-sip leadoff first for Finnell. She'll go back, and now it's a 1-0 count. Side outside. One oh. Grounder. Foul off the left fence. 1-1. Change up a little outside. 2-1. One of the things this Moberly team wanted to continue to improve on was just continue playing hard for a full seven inning, especially coming in or prior to coming into districts. Hager in a 3-1 count. Looking to add and do some damage. Line drive right back to the shortstop Black, and they try to get Finnell over at first, and apparently they got tagged down, Justin, or did they? I guess they said Finnell, or now they're going to discuss very close play at first as the second play base umpire called out and wanted to consult with the home plate umpire as well, so it's a double play as Finnell could not tag up in time. Big two outs here for West Strand. I'll bring up Lauren Koenig, and that fastball is outside. And that's a big out there for West Strand, because that pitch right there, for example, would have advanced Finnell at least over the second and put another run in scoring position with two outs, and that would have changed the approach getting bat. So She'll pop one up into left center field, tracking under that and making the catch is Elizabeth Downing. The Westrands down to their final three outs as they trail 7-1 to Moberly on QuicksandCentralMoInfo.com.
At Shelter Insurance, we know landlords have to keep up with their renters, even if they're related.
Mom, Dad!
We just dropped by to pick up your...
rent check.
I'm running a little short this month.
Not everything works as smoothly as Shelter's renter's policy. It helps cover stuff in case of fire, theft, and more.
What if I just move back into my old room?
Oh, you mean Dad's new man cave.
Oh, man.
Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Shelter agent Ryan Skaggs about a free insurance review.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Sarah Ginter seeking to go the distance for the Lady Spartans, and she has a comfortable 7-1 lead. She has been phenomenal in this game. Despite giving up the one run, she has 8 strikeouts in this game. And she is not allowed to walk in this game either. Has allowed a couple hits, however. She's had 1-2-3 innings in the 4th, 5th. Almost got 1-2-3 in the 6th, but not quite. It is Piper Krog, Kenzie Dawson, Chase Perry, the bottom of the order for the Lady Hornets. If anyone gets on, it'll be Maddie Burton, who is the leadoff hitter. Second pitch is strike number 1 down the middle. Or 1-1, I should say. Outside. Now 2-1. Fastball out. 3-1. Rogue is 1-for-2 in this game. The pitch. Grounder to Billington. Fires over to Hager for the first out. Kenzie Dawson now to the plate. She's done well at the plate. 2-for-2, but a couple of base running miscues, unfortunately, for her that I know she wants to clean up in her next game. Bit her a couple times. Fouls off a strike, or the first strike over the Western bleachers on the first base side. Now here is a 0-1. A grounder towards the Western dugout, 0-2. Get that ball into the infield really quick. Dying down a little bit here in Boberly as well. Ginter sitting up outside, and it is fought off once again by Dawson over the West Strand dugout on the first base side. Instruction from her head coach. Dawson ready for an 0-2. Ginter sitting up outside. The pitch. Check swing, and she won it. 9th strikeout for Koenig. Westrand is down to their final out. First pitch to Perry. drove down the middle for strike one as she fanned on that. Perry 0 for 2 in this game. Victor sets up in the middle. Down to the outside. Pitch, swing and a miss. Moberly is one strike away. O-2, the pitch. Fouled away. Perry stays alive. Over the press box. And we'll do it again. O-2. Comebacker to Koenig, and it's over to first, and that's ball game. The Moberly Lady Spartans doubled their win total from 2017 with a 7-1 victory over their rivals, the West Rand Hornets. It's win number 8 of the season, as they are now 8-12 on the year. They had 4 wins 1 year ago, and West Rand falls to 6-14. But they have shown a lot of strides over the past year, and they are definitely heading in the right direction. We have seen a lot of bright spots from this Lady Hornet lineup. We'll take a break on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com. Take a look at some of the final stats. I'm going to announce the same player of the game, and then we'll try and corral Ryan Taylor and Katie Martin for some post-game thoughts. Moberly victors tonight over their Randolph County rival, West Rand, 7-1 on Quicks and CentralMoInfo.com.